This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the morning run continues. I'm Sharad Kutin, and with me, Julian Ng, and he's going to be speaking to Clement Chu, CEO of Apex Investment Services Berhad.
Good morning, Clement. So in the past month, we've seen a lot of turmoil in the market, from the Trump shock victory to the OPEC production deal cut. Take us through your thought processes now. What is your immediate reaction to this kind of news from a portfolio viewpoint?
Julian, as you mentioned, I think there's been a striking change in the markets over the past 1 month, and OPEC has agreed to cut all supply. As you mentioned, you know, we had a surprise in the U.S. elections. The dollar has strengthened, and the U.S. is now considering fiscal spending after many years. So as a result, bond yields have risen, and money has flowed back to the developed markets. And that has put a lot of pressure on emerging countries, especially those which are dependent on the bond markets.
And one ringgit is one of the weakest currencies in the last 3 months. Where do you see the ringgit going? And do Malaysian investors now have to add a layer of currency strategy to their investments?
I think investors cannot ignore the currency, Julian. I think a lot of stocks have been affected by the ringgit's movement this year. For example, companies that have a high percentage of foreign debt or US dollar costs, and you'll see these companies underperforming. Another example is if you invested in regional stocks, the chances are that you would have done quite well due to the currency impact. Now, as for the ringgit's outlook, I think structurally it looks weak, but the bounce in oil prices, I think, should bring some short-term stability back to the ringgit.
And based on what you have described, Clement, where are the opportunities in the market? Are you staying put in Malaysia, or are you looking to go outwards?
Sure, Julian. I think one of the themes that will start to emerge next year is the global economic recovery theme. And you see that global GDP growth is starting to tick upwards. You're seeing PMI numbers in China stabilizing, if not improving. So the global recovery theme will be more prominent. And we like some companies in the export sector which are geared towards an upturn in the global economy. But generally, our bias is towards companies where there will be growth in earnings.
Can you tell us some of these companies that you're thinking about?
Okay, tricky one. I suppose there are a number of them. For example, one name that looks potentially interesting is a company called Wellcall. And, you know, they are 90% of their revenues are exported in countries like the U.S. They're very much geared towards construction, oil and gas. So it would be a typical example of a company that would benefit from next year's environment.
Also, I think something about fund flows, which has been in our minds as well, and we see that a lot of outflows since that Trump election and the sellout in the bond market. What are your thoughts in how these fund flows are going to affect the market going forward, and how are the bond and equity markets going to react and going to strategize in response to this?
I think the money is now flowing back to the developed markets because interest rate differentials are obviously looking more attractive. We roughly estimate that only 15 to 20% of foreign capital, which has come in this year, has actually left the emerging markets. So with rates going up, more money may leave, and therefore it will be a volatile time for investors in general for the next 3 to 6 months.
And how have you positioned your portfolio? Are you raising a lot of cash? Are you trying to prepare for channeling more money out into the regional markets?
Yeah, well, we've actually had a certain amount of our cash levels have been high heading into this particular bout of volatility. But again, I think next year may be a more difficult year in terms of stock picking. So as mentioned, we'll be looking at stocks with a decent amount of earnings growth. Also, companies which may benefit from a bit of a cyclical tilt. In other words, companies which may benefit from a recovery in the global environment. So we may move a little bit away from the dividend yields, a little bit away from the domestic-centric companies.
Thank you so much. That was Clement Chiu, CEO of Apex Investment Services. And now we move to Chicago, where Melissa Idris speaks to Tim Holland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.